National Education Association is out with a report today that ranks states and estimates school statistics for 2019. Joining us right now is the president of the NEA, Lily Eccleston Garcia. Ms. Garcia, good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us about this report. This is an annual report. What do you look for in this?
Well, we really work hard on this report, and spring is here, and the cherry blossoms are blooming, and so I'm sneezing, but it also means that the rankings and estimates on teacher pay comes out, and what we're seeing is pretty alarming. There is a growing pay gap between what teachers make and other similarly educated, experienced professionals are making. So they're moving up past, moving up faster than inflation, and we're not. And so there is a pay gap. There is, and no one can convince me as a woman sixth grade teacher that that isn't because there's also a gender gap. And we are still about 77% of educators are women, like myself. And what we've experienced is that means there's a respect gap. The professions that are primarily women are usually under-respected. And what we're seeing in this Red for Ed wave across the country of walkouts and job actions and rallies is a whole lot of folks, more than 100,000 educators and the public that stood with them, are saying enough is enough. It's time to respect the profession of teaching.
Where do you think that lack of respect originates from?
You know, I think it's by design. The history of how we got public schools was, and we will get women to teach because we can pay them half of what we pay men. That was from the 1800s. That was around Lincoln's time. It was actually written down that get women to be teachers and men to be the principals because you can pay women less. And we have had this mental model that, you know, if you're working in a school, you're not supposed to be well paid. You know, the bottom line for us is we do love our kids. We pull out of our own pockets. I would spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars every year for my sixth graders when I ran out of supplies. Teaching is really the only profession where you steal from home and take it to work. And we just do it. But what we've seen is instead of legislators, governors' budgets, even the Department of Education, instead of saying, wow, you guys really sacrifice for something you believe in, like helping your students, they go, that's great, keep it up, because we plan on defunding education. You guys seem to be filling in the gap. So we've come to, after decades of hoping people would just appreciate how hardworking we were, to say that we're being taken advantage of, and that's hurting our students.
Yeah.
Fewer and fewer people are aspiring to be teachers. The applications for teacher colleges across the country has plummeted. Most parents, if they're listening to this show right now, if you found out that in thousands of school districts, it could be near you, the teachers in that district are their starting salary is going to be less than $40,000. 63% of school districts in America start their teachers in the 30,000 range, and 300 in the 20,000 range. That's for a college-educated professional. They're going to be telling their kids, be anything but a teacher, or you'll be living in the basement for the rest of your life paying off your student loan. That is not a good plan. And so we want to make the case that of all of the things that you could do to improve public schools, certainly making it a profession that attracted the best and brightest career-minded people is where you begin.
How do you change the mindset?
Well, you know, I think it's happening right now, because when the West Virginia educators said, we are going to hit the pause button, we will not be underfunded yet another year, and they all rallied at the Capitol, it was the press, thank you very much, and the public saying, what do you mean you pay for your own salaries? What do you mean you only make $32,000 a year and you've been teaching here 6 or 7 years? They had no idea. We just do our work so quietly every day, unless there's something dramatic that happens. People just believe their public schools are doing fine. And so when we were able to get some attention, the public was on our side, and they're the ones who have been demanding that governors and legislators in blue states and red states and purple states, you can do better. We expect you to do better. This is the future of everything in this community, is what we do for the generation of kids that are in those schools today, and you've got teachers that can't afford to stay in the classroom and teach.
Yeah.
So we believe that we are on the right trajectory. The rankings and estimates report that came out on teachers' salaries makes the case for us. So we are putting this in the hands of a lot of policymakers and the press and parents and everybody who should care about this. And we will be using this, holding this report, as we march into Capitol buildings all over the country.
All right. We'll take a look at the report. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.